The governor of Puerto Rico said today it was a tough decision to miss a multi-million dollar debt payment. In South Jersey this morning, Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian used the same language to describe his decision to pay the city's bondholders. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it was another close call for the former gambling mecca that's now living paycheck to paycheck.
Because quarterly tax receipts are rolling in this week, Mayor Don Guardian says the city was able to pull together enough for $1.8 million in bond payments. But that doesn't mean Atlantic City's finances are on the upswing.
We're on the brink. I mean, we're trying to get through day to day. We've stopped making purchases weeks ago. We certainly haven't replaced any staff.
Guardian has to pay city workers on Friday and send a payment to the public schools next week. He expects to meet both obligations. But not everybody thought the mayor's announcement was newsworthy. Governor Chris Christie, who supports a state takeover of the financially failing resort town, says making a bond payment is no cause for celebration.
It tells you how bad off Atlantic City is. That's something that 565 municipalities do on a regular basis, which is make their debt payments, is worthy of a press release and a press conference by the people in Atlantic City that you made your debt payment. You know, what's next? Does he want a gold medal for that?
A bill moving toward a vote in the state assembly this week falls short of a complete state takeover. It gives the city budgetary benchmarks to meet and more closely involves local officials. City Council President Marty Small urged state leaders to approve it by invoking a quote from Martin Luther King Jr.
It says, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands at moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. This is both challenging and controversial times. Do the right thing."
The next bond payment is due in early June. Mayor Guardian says he hopes to have the money for it, but it'd be foolish to make that promise. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.